It's a week before Shivasa Batamuz. And that means that it's 30 days before Tisha B'Av. Shleshim Yoim. Shleshim Yoim Kaira Machag, according to many, if not most Rishonim, doesn't even apply to all of the Chagim. Certainly you would say then that it doesn't apply to a Tainis, which isn't even a Chag. But yet, under the current circumstances, as we, each and every one of us, undergoing, if you think about it, a personal churban, a collective churban, perhaps this year there's a sentiment that maybe it is kedai, 30 days before Tisha B'Av, to reflect on what we're going through, so that Be'ezah Hashem we can use the period that's going to be coming up to our advantage, to grow from it, and to rebuild. Some of the guys no longer even with us went off to camp. In a certain way, I'm a kind of them. I spent my youth in great camp, Camp Tarvadas, Zichrono Livracha. It had a problem of many great things. It was like Chanoich. It was too good to be true, and so therefore, 3-4 years after I got married, due to mismanagement or whatever it was, it ceased to exist. But I often say to people, I say to people who are on the administration there, I say to people who I just know, if not for that camp, who knows where I would be today? It was an unparalleled chinuch experience. The tefillahs, the friendships, the spirit, the learning. But it ended. And I always share that there were two major people in the camp around the time that it ended. Both of them well known in the American community. One of them, his name is Reb Nussan Neumann. Just saw that he's opening up a girls' camp this year in Maine. He still never got out of his system, apparently. And the other one, his name is Reb Shlomi Dax. He was the one who was responsible for the music at the past Siyum HaShas at MetLife Stadium. They had a minig that for years, it probably was about 10 years, after the camp closed, on Tisha B'Av afternoon, they would go up to the mountains or across the mountains, wherever they were, and they would go into the shul, which now of Camp Karlin Stalin, and they would sit on the floor, surrounded by all the Cold War banners, Yitzhak Yerp's banners, and they would sit there and they would cry. Now, to somebody who's not initiated and doesn't know what you're talking about, so you're thinking, you know, it sounds almost childish, it sounds babyish. I mean, after all, you know, it's a camp. But like I said, the reason that you wouldn't understand it is because you weren't there. If you understood what it's like to have 400 people belting at the top of their lungs, Miris on Shabbos, the friends that you make for life, the way that when you come in and when you go home, you feel like a different person and you realize that that's just not there anymore, you realize that it's a very, very appropriate response. It's a churban beis hamikdash. It's a churban mikdash ma'at. Eventually they move past it. But at that point, churban mikdash ma'at. But if we're honest with ourselves and we introspect a little bit, I think that each and every one of us can realize, and does realize, that there are much more real churbanei mikdash ma'at that you can have than the disappearance of a camp. And as we're coming up to the 3 weeks, something that bears thinking about. We catch up this week, Chukas Balak. So let's talk about Balak. Bilam HaRasha is the most gifted human being who ever walked the face of the earth. Why do I say that? because he had nevuah on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. No one paralleled that, and he didn't do anything to deserve it except be a bum. Usually, if you want to be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu, so you have to work very hard on yourself. You have to raise yourself to that level. He got it as a gift. And he's married to his donkey, and he tries to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You guys know better than I do, the first parak. Mechavenes HaShois. He's a despicable, horrible human being. At the end of the day, he gets exactly what he deserves. Yes, Bilam ben Beor hargu b'chorev. But before Bilam leaves the scene, Bilam teaches us a couple of lessons. Rav Hirsch teaches us that if you want to define Klal Yisrael properly, a lot of times, ironically, the place to start is by looking what our enemies say about us. Case in point is Haman. Haman says about Klal Yisrael, Yeshnoi Am Echad. There's one nation, Mufuzar u'mufurad bein ha'amim, scattered amongst the other nations, right? That's us. B'daseyem shaynais mikol am. And they have different menhagim. They're not like anybody else. V'as daseyem melchein ha'maisim. Everything's exactly on the money. Rashi says a similar thing about Bilam. Rashi brings a chazal, Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amrum Rabbi Seinu. Chazal told us, that mi birchaisav shall oisei Russia, that from the brachas of Bilam, from the brachas of that Russia, anu lemedim mahaya b'libay lekalalam, we can see how he wanted to be mekalal them. Fine. So whatever he gave us brachas about, that's what he wanted to be mekalal us with. But what precisely is Rashi talking about? So to that we have a maral, Gur Aryeh. And he tells us exactly what Rashi is talking about. He says what Rashi is talking about is the pasuk of Matovu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Pirush says the Gur Aryeh. Bikesh Loimar. He wanted to say about Klal Yisrael, Lo Yi Elohem Batei Knesiyos. They shouldn't have any shuls. Omar, he ends up giving a bracha, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. How good are your shuls? How good are your oyalim, Yaakov? What else did he want to say? Leitishra shchinoscha aleihem. Your shchina should not rest on them. Amar, what does he say instead as a bracha? Mishkanei secha Yisrael. Says the Maralu, Masherotza lekal leisem beklolas elu. Why is it that he wanted to be makal them? No shuls, he'll say soon. No batei midrashes. No shchina. If there's no shuls and there's no yeshivas, we lose touch with our Kodesh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. Ki kol zman sheyesh batei kneisiyos ubatei midrashos hashchina b'Yisrael. Ki d'amrinu kol zman sheYisrael mispalim hashchina b'neihem. V'chein batei midrashos gam kein. The batei medrash do the same thing. Mishyom shecharav Beis HaMikdash, because from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ein la HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela arba amay shel halacha bilvad. And so therefore Bilam knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't saying get rid of these people. He had a much more clever design. Close up the shuls, close up the batei medrash, there's not going to be any shechina, and then they're done. Baruch Hashem, it didn't work for Bilam. He gives us a bracha that there should be shuls and that there should be batei medrash. Matovu Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there resting his Shechina on us. But in understanding what Bilam wanted to do to us, we can get a hint and we can get a direction for what we should be shooting for as we move on to this year. Tisha B'Av, and Be'ezos Hashem, it will be Shloshim Yoyim, Kodem HaChag, if it turns around to be the type of day that it's supposed to be. Now, I want to share with you a very powerful experience that I had this week. It started out as an experiment, but took an unexpected twist, and it turned out to be much more than that. Tuesday morning, we got out of Bidud. My son woke me up a couple times before he left 6:30 in the morning to tell me he's going back to school. All very excited. And I had decided, you know, Tuesday I'll take the day off. But Wednesday, I want to try an experiment. I want to try to go to yeshiva. If I can work it out into my schedule, preparing shir, spend an afternoon seder in yeshiva. See what goes on. And so that's what I did. I got a ride to Yerushalayim, snuck in through the back of the Beis Medrash. I didn't even know what the rules were that I had to be wearing, you know, my mask when I came into the Beis Medrash. I learned that as soon as I came in. And pretty quietly just, you know, went around the area where I usually sit. And after a couple of minutes, you know, I guess what people saw that I was there, so people came over and started to talk. And in a very strange way, it was like for no reason whatsoever, as I was just talking to the guys, I suddenly felt myself becoming very, very overwhelmed by emotion. And then out of the corner of my eye, maybe then or maybe a couple minutes later, I took a look at the Rosh Yeshiva's table, and I realized that his Shulchan Aruch is all full of dust, hasn't been used in months, and all of the old Svarim are just sitting there on the table, you know, haphazardly, just like you would imagine a regular day of Winterzman. His coffee cup is just sitting there, you know, like it's been there for a couple of weeks, couple of months. It's empty. And then I had another very sobering thought. Where is the Rosh Yeshiva? He's not in his seat. Where is the Mashkiach? He's not in his seat. Where's Rabbi Shurkin? Where's Rabbi Abramowitz? Where's Rabbi Klein? Go down the line. And then I had the sickest feeling of all. Where are you? Where is each and every one of you? Yeah, Baruch Hashem, we have the Sheiros HaPleito, we have the Gedalia ben Achikams, two of them on the screen right now. Three, actually, now. Keeping it going, but it's not the same. And it hit me like a punch in the gut. And then it was time to daven mincha. Based on what we learned this week, I probably shouldn't have davened mincha. Because there was no way I could have kavana. And that's exactly what happened. It was a very, very real experience. Experiencing that there's a very, very great loss going on over here. The Zoom has been a terrific experiment, and it's been a very, very much a success. But there's a fact. The fact is that there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. No one is there. We have our minyan, we have our people, our She'eris HaPleita keeping it up. But the yeshiva is a totality. The yeshiva, the way that it's supposed to be, gone. Not there. Baruch Hashem, there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us the key. The Yerushalmi tells us, the Mishnah Berurah brings it. If you want to know how to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, there's a very simple formula. Anybody who is misabel, anybody who mourns, anybody who it bothers him, anybody who can cry about the fact that Yerushalayim is not there, we have lots of other places that we're learning Torah. Yerushalayim is not there the way that it's supposed to be. Zeche v'roya b'vinyona. By appreciating its absence and feeling and hurting about its absence, that's why we're zeche to bring it back. That's how we're zeche to bring it back. I had a very frightening thought this morning. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the yeshivas more or less are opened. You had a couple real big political movers who pushed it through with the capsules and this, that, the other thing. Most of the yeshiva, they're functioning. hobbling a little bit, like the shuls. We're still limping, but they're opened. Other countries, I just got an email from someone in South Africa. He's in yeshiva in South Africa. In America, Lakewood is functioning. There, Yisrael, I understand, functioning. Yeshiva functioning. Which yeshivas are not functioning? Eretz Yisrael, yeshivas for B'nai Chutz La'aretz. What does that say to us? What does that say to us? I'm not a Navi. I don't know exactly what it says to us. But one thing I know, it ain't good. And then the new Shmua, as everybody knows, from especially the Rabbi Shurkin Talmidim, is a Reitzeach B'Shoigeg, who has to go to Golus, or stay in Golus. So his Rebbe has to come after him. His Rebbe has to go with him to Golus. So if there will be Torah's Moshe Pennsylvania, or Torah's Moshe UK, or Torah's Moshe, I don't know, New Zealand, Dechvesnisht, we're all going. It's camp. It's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. It's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Having to stay in Golus is not good. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. The only thing that we can do about it is appreciate the loss. Kol Misabel al Yerushalayim Zeche V'Roya B'Vinyana. The Yisayit always is Ivdues Hashem B'Simcha. We never do ourselves any favor by being Miyayish and stopping to be upbeat and looking with hope and looking with energy to a better future. Of course we've got to do that. But on the other hand, there's also the perspective. And the perspective is that a person has to realize, and each one of us have to realize, what it is exactly that has been lost. You can delude yourself, and I know I've been deluding myself. You see all these people every night on the computer screen. We're all here together, and it's true, we are here together, virtually. But when you look at the cold, hard reality of the Beis Medrash with the dust on the Shulchan Aruch, and no Rosh Yeshiva, and no Rabbi Shurkin, and no Mashgiach, and no Rabbi Klein, and no Rabbi Abramowitz, and none of you, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. I'll just end off with the following story. My father had the zechus being friends with a very chashuv yid. The Yid's name was Meir Shapiro, Rabbi Meir Shapiro. And he learned in Lublin, but he wasn't the Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Talmud from Lublin, and my father knew him when he was already in his 90s. He lived past 100. And I remember him telling a story once, a few times that I got to meet him, about when he went back to Poland. And one of the experiences that he had was going back into the yeshiva of Lublin and sitting in his old seat. And it was so nostalgic to him. But that was a world gone. This week when I went back to yeshiva, I felt a similar sensation, a similar feeling. But it's not gone. It's up to us to bring it back. It's up to us to realize that the Zoom is good, but that's not really what we're after. We can't really be too comfortable where we are. And if we appreciate the loss, and we appreciate as much as Bilam HaRasha did, that the key to success of Klal Yisrael is Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov, Mishkanoy Secha Yisrael, then Be'ezras Hashem, by using the 3 weeks, by being misabel not only on churbanos long gone, churbanos in the long past, but in what's going on right now, realizing that the special type of yeshivas like ours hit the hardest, not functioning, at least not in a real way, just in a virtual way. And then Be'ezras Hashem, each one of us will be zeicha to what the Yerushalmi says, Kol misabel Yerushalayim zeicha v'roya b'vinyona. We should all be zeicha this year to see Tisha B'Av as a binyan beis hamikdash, and we'll all be able to be back in Yerushalayim, not only in the yeshiva after we dust off the place a little bit, but to see binyan beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.